Waxman and Kevin from
Hi. IMA.
Hello, mate.
That IMA.
Oh, no. So close.
Look, why don't we just bloody well pre-record this and get it over and done
it's
with?
It's the easiest introduction. AMA, 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 AMA. That's it. That's all it is.
It's amazing. How hard can it be? Look, can we just pre-record it?
No, no.
Hang on.
Go on.
Just one more, right, yeah?
What, we're doing it again?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Oh, you want the jingle as well, do you?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Jordan Bossman and Kevin from
High. IMA.
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 There we go. Hey.
Smashed it.
Only episode 500 and something.
Jeez.
How you doing, Jordan?
I'm doing all right.
Are you? Is there anything you need to tell us about today?
I do.
Go on.
Guess what day it is?
Is it on the day of record, on the day of release? Oh, it's
a Thursday.
I don't, yeah, it's a Thursday, isn't it?
It's not just any Thursday, boys.
Oh, is it pancake day?
No.
No, all right, go on.
It's my birthday. Oh,
happy,
yeah.
Birthday.
Happy birthday. How old now?
Don't ask me, because I don't know.
You don't know? Should we look in the back of your jacket?
I don't know.
it's
not just my birthday.
All right.
It's my twin sister's birthday.
Sophie.
I'm a twin Sophie.
Yeah, that's how it tends to work, though.
Oh, you remember the name?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah. Oh, yeah. So how many minutes are between you both?
Oh, she's very persistent about this. There's half an hour between us both.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
So who's the oldest?
Sophie.
She's the oldest by half an hour.
Yeah.
And who's the cleverest?
Well, me, obviously.
You would say that, wouldn't you? Well, happy birthday, mate.
Thanks.
So, I've not bought you a cake. Your card's in the shop.
Right. But,
you could pick that up later, can't you?
Yeah. Boss man, you brought me a card.
No, have I heck? No.
No.
To be fair, we didn't even know it was your birthday till about 30 seconds ago, did we?
Yeah, no. You didn't give us much warning, really.
No. I'll tell you what I want to mention. Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
These little avatars going on.
Yeah, but we're gaining quite a following on there, aren't we?
Yeah. I like the little catchphrases you're doing. I'm thinking of getting into this merch. What do you think?
Hey, yeah, let's do that.
don't we already have merch, boss man?
No, but I'm thinking, do you know like Toy Story where they have a Woody?
Yeah.
I want you with a bit of string.
Oh, we need...
Not my fault, I've got brain damage.
Yeah, we need dolls. And you can pull me in, it'll say that. Oh, we need that.
I was thinking more a mug but or a T-shirt, but you know what? Let's see if we can find a doll.
A little Jordan doll. A bendy doll. Yeah. Yes, I'm having it. Definitely.
Yeah. I really think we should do that.
Yeah, I'm all over that. I should get on it straight away.
Leave it with us.
What have you been doing this week? Birthday
well,
boy.
I was hoping you'd ask me that because, stupidly... Right, during the week, I went to...
Why's your voice going higher then?
Because I'm fuming.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I went to a well-known supermarket, Tesco, right?
Other supermarkets are available.
Do they have to pay for that now?
No.
Or do we have to pay them?
No, I think we have to pay them
a
huge amount of money if you're about to slander them.
No, of course not. I went into a well-known supermarket, Tesco, right?
Stop saying the name.
And No, it's nothing to do with them.
And the squeaker?
I walked past this man, yeah? Mm-hmm. And I didn't realise until I walked past him that it was Tom Cassell's brother.
No. Oh, I thought it was Tom himself. Oh,
no, it was Tom Cassell's brother, right?
Oh.
And I missed my chance there. But not only that, I was in full head-to-toe Syndicate original tracksuit.
No way, were you?
Yeah.
Have you got one?
Yeah.
That's got to be a show and tell 1 week.
Did you not get the urge to follow him around the shop? That would just be so funny.
No, and then by the time I'd remembered, I didn't have the balls to go back.
Can you imagine if you spot Jordan in full Syndicate wear following you around Tesco's?
Mark, come back.
Do you reckon he saw you in the full gear?
That's kept running.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm getting out of here. So I want to be around that lunatic.
Keep moving. So that's his brother then?
Yeah.
How would you recognise him? Why did you recognise him?
Because if you do what I do every
stalk people.
If you do what I do every single night at 7 PM ish.
Whoa.
Listen.
Go.
You watch Tom's vlogs and the people in Tom's life become characters, don't they, if you will?
Yeah.
You'll have his brother, his sister, his mum, his dad.
So you've got to know them by face then. Right. Cool.
But I was just fuming that I'd missed my opportunity.
I've got some news for you.
Go on then.
Excuse me. The other week when we were talking about when you brought up the topic of Lionel Lizard. You remember Lionel Lizard? You look at me like I'm an alien now.
Yeah. Lionel Lizard.
Andrew, you remember Lionel Lizard?
I do, yeah.
Well, when you mentioned Lionel Lizard and we left that show, it's been bugging me. It's just been in my head, this thing, Lionel Lizard. Mm-hmm. And there's been a bit of a chat about it on social media. People are laughing, find it highly amusing. So I did a bit of research into Lionel Lizard, to see what I could find. And I found out, get a load of this. What do you think, if someone buys a lizard, what are the top 10 names for a lizard? Yours was Lionel, of course, your random one. Mm. But can you come up with any names for lizards? Top 10 names.
Lizzie.
It's in there. You've got it. What well done, that man.
Hey, this is like Family Fortunes.
Yeah. And there we go.
Richard.
We asked 100 people, what would your lizard be called? So top 10 names. So we've got Lizzie, Come on, George, what have you got?
Richard.
Richard the Lizard. No. Andrew, you got any more?
Roger.
No. I can tell you, though.
Owen?
Gecko is one in there.
Right.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you some more?
Yeah.
Rango.
Which one, Kevin?
Rango. Yeah, Rango.
Yeah.
Puff.
Where are people getting these names from?
Puff the Imagined
Dragon. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Okay. Yeah.
Draco. Leo.
Go back to Draco.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not pronounced Draco?
Inspired by the Draco lizard.
Oh.
That's why it's called Draco. It might be Draco or Draco. No. Leo. Spike. Rex. Ziggy. Iggy. Rango, Puff, Lizzie and Gecko.
Oh.
People are not very imaginative or creative, are they?
I can also tell you that Lionel is a Cockney rhyming slang thing. Lionel Blair? What's that stand for?
Chair.
No. Flares.
Flares.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like your Lionel Blairs. Flares.
Okay, yeah.
Did you have any flares?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you, Andrew?
Well, they keep coming in and out of fashion, don't they? At some point, I will have you.
I won't wear them now, but I used to wear them when I was younger, definitely. So that's Lionel's for you, mate. I just thought you'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Guess what's coming up at the end of this week?
Go on.
Another horse racing festival.
Oh, right, okay. Cheltenham? Yeah.
No.
Oh, where's this one?
Grand National.
The big one?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Have you backed something?
I always back someone at Grand National. Bit of a family tradition.
I've got a tip for you.
Go on. Yeah. It's a horse.
Yeah. I think it's called...
Oh, hang on. No, hang on. No, don't say it on air.
Why?
Because everybody's going to bet on it.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't that way things work?
Yeah, tell them something that's going to fall at the first fence.
Yeah. Draco.
I'll edit that bit out.
Kevin.
Kevin the horse. No, I always bet on the horses every year. It's a family thing. We always do a family pool thing. Don't you do that? Like a draw?
No. Because, last time I didn't do anything because I went. So I had about 6 or 7 races to bet over.
Right.
Because I think, I'm not sure. Andrew, do they just show one race on TV? No.
They'll show it over a few days, won't they?
Yeah, it's a festival, isn't it, as you say?
No, I just mean on the Saturday. Did they just show the Grand National?
No. They'll show more.
I think that's the big race, isn't it? You know more about it than we do, but I'm sure the big race is like the 100 metres or the 100 whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's always at, what, 5 o'clock on the Saturday or something? Yeah,
and then after the big one after that is the, not on the same day, obviously, but the next big race after that is the 100 Guineas. Is it show and tell or flying fact next?
I couldn't give a flying fact.
All right.
I love it. Now I know what he's saying.
Who's going first?
Chipmunks. Hey, it's your show. You decide.
I'll go first.
Oh, go on then.
Right, my facts are...
Have you written in big letters today, George?
Yep. I once got lost in a shop just to have my name announced over the tannoy.
Yeah, that definitely happened.
Yeah, that's
probably only yesterday.
I once locked myself in a toilet, so someone had to come and physically remove the door.
That's definitely happened as well.
Sounds like you're in a toilet now.
Yeah.
Speak to your microphone.
I've never flown before.
I think he's definitely been lost at a shop, and I think that's probably recent. I think he definitely gets locked in his toilet, probably on a regular basis.
Have you got a passport?
Oh.
Right.
Well,
okay, so
you... one, well done, that man.
All right. So...
Where's the squeaker? Give me a squeaker. Jordan, you
can I just
absolute you and one end. Yeah, not flown, that's what we're going for.
Yeah
final answer. I'll tell you something.
go on.
I might not have a passport, but that doesn't mean I've had one before. I haven't had one before.
Very true.
Well,
very true.
Hang on a minute. I'm still going with it. Which was the lie?
I've never flown before.
You're balanced. Love it. Are you ready for mine?
Yep.
Fact number one.
Right.
My dad was a wrestler called Shirley. Your face then. Fact number two. My son Jacob was named after the Blues Brothers. Fact number three. I once got in a fight in McDonald's with two girls.
Oh, yeah, that for sure. Number three, a fact.
All right.
First one, wasn't Big Daddy called Shirley?
Ooh.
Is that your daddy?
Well, I said it was my dad.
I mean, I might be wrong, but I think Big Daddy was called Shirley.
He was.
So I'm going to say that is the lie.
So, Jordan, what do you say?
I say, same as Andrew.
That my dad was a wrestler called Shirley. You're saying that's with the lie?
Yeah.
Yes, it was the lie.
Hey, I got a full house today. I got them both right.
Well done, that man, yes.
Yay, me.
And it is true, my son Jacob is named after the Blues Brothers, and it is true, I got in a fight with two girls at McDonald's.
Just sticking with the Blues Brothers a minute, right? I know you've done this, but Andrew, did you know that Kevin once went to his daughter's school dressed as the Blues Brothers?
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
He did?
Oh, you've just ruined one of my show and tells there.
Oh, Jesus.
I did, yeah. Well, I was in full Elwood outfit. Still outside the school. Just on my own.
Did you and Jacob do it?
No, we all went to a show together dressed as the Blues Brothers, but I picked Charlotte up from school dressed as a Blues Brother.
Oh, right.
And I was stood outside. You know, like Elwood stands outside the prison in the movie. He just stood there waiting for a lift for days. I stood out outside the school like that.
Well, I've got an admission here.
Go on.
I've heard of the Blues Brothers. I've heard about it.
But you've not watched the film?
I've never seen it.
That is your homework. You must watch The Blues Brothers, your homework now. Make sure you do.
Okay.
Shame on you.
Okay.
Andrew?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
No.
Please, both of you. Make it homework, please.
Shall we do joke of the week?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't even have to do a joke last time.
No, you did, of course.
No. So before we go into this,
yeah,
have you done some proper digging around for a good joke?
Or have you just actually picked up one of the joke books that everybody's bought you and just opened it?
No.
Just a simple knock-knock joke would have me laughing. Whatever that monstrosity was in the last episode...
Well, I didn't have to play.
Yeah.
So, where have you got your joke from? Tell us that much. Your niece.
A comedian.
Oh, right, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so you've stolen someone's joke. All right, okay. So, this should be okay.
All right.
Here's another joke of the week. Come on. Are we ready?
Am I going now?
Yes!
Oh, I was in Anne Somers the other day.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. And the cashier come up to me, bless her. She says, "Can I help you, sir?" I says, "No, I'm just sniffing."
I'd have expected that from Kevin. Wow.
Oh, my word. Oh, shall I bother? Yeah, shall I go?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, hang on. I just need to compose myself. John, that was so bad. It was brilliant. Okay. A grandfather has gone missing today after eating 4 cans of baked beans, 2 cauliflowers and a jar of gherkins. His family have made an emotional appeal for him not to come home for at least a fortnight.
12 points to Jordan, 11 to Kevin.
No!
Yeah. No, oh, did I win?
yes, no. That means you've won.
Woo!
So, steal more jokes from more comedians and you might do all right going forward.
All right.
We'll do it again next week then, yeah?
Okay.
No, I'm not playing, no.
All right, see you later.
No.
Bye.
No, I've been
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.